and are too close to the Vatican. He was coerced. In 24 hours, 400 bishops of 400 dioceses sent telegrams to Paul VI. He already published a document requiring Latin at Mass. We tell you, withdraw your document or you will pay the consequences. 400 bishops in 24 hours and many more afterwards. Sisters, I've said this more than once during our days together. The crisis in the Catholic Church is the crisis of the bishops. And it started, as we know, in 1968. One half of the world's bishops met after Humanae Vitae was published and spent some of them several days discussing how should we react to Humanae Vitae. And I repeat, one half of the world's hierarchy rejected Humanae Vitae. Do you still hear me? I think I told you, among the bishops, leading bishops who supported Paul VI on Humanae Vitae was Karol Wojtyła, the present Pope. And Paul VI, as I think I also told you, never published another encyclical from 68 to 78 when he died. No more encyclicals. And the revolution of the Catholic Church is Episcopalianism. In other words, that bishops are telling the Pope what to do. And I repeat, 30 years in working for the Holy See, I know too much, most of which I will never articulate either in words or less still in print. That is why, sisters, I could be more honest with you. You missionaries of charity, know your faith. Know your faith. And keep informed. And don't just get copies of, say, the Holy Father publishes, but read them, understand them. That's why the Holy See keeps telling me to write, remember, catechisms on the major documents. There's one not published, but I think you have a copy of the Catechism on Consecrated Life. Because the Bishop of Rome is still head of the Catholic Church.
The ministry, are they to be included under the rites of ordination?
What?
The ministries, are they to be included under rites of ordination?
No. In other words, the Second Vatican Council made a major decision to drop all the minor orders, all of them, including the subdiaconate, and replaced these minor orders with just two ministries. And so to the exorcist, he is not even a ministry now. It is now reserved exclusively to priests under the orders. A priest must be ordered by the bishop to of exorcise. Exorcism is a very dangerous ministry. Now, the rite of ordination. As you know, every sacrament has what is called the matter and the form. The matter of the sacrament is the what. The what is either done or used for the sacrament. The form is the words which are used to confer the sacrament. So matter is the what, and the form is the how. So what, take in baptism, what is the matter of baptism? It is water. Either poured or immersion. What is the form of baptism? I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Take in marriage. What is the matter? The matter in the sacrament of matrimony. My hearing is bad. What did you say?
The
what?
Yeah,
they are the matter. What is the form? Any expression, either verbal or written, expressing their will to marry this person for life. Expression of will. Do you, James, take Emily here present as your lawful wife? Or richer for poorer, or better for worse, in sickness and in health, until death, do you part? And then, I watched, especially the husband. Sometimes he hesitates. Then she looks at him, and he says, "I do." And then she relaxes. Then, of course, they both go through the same thing. Now, in the case of these three forms of the sacrament of holy orders, the deacon, pardon me, for the deacon, a matter is the laying on of the bishop's hands. In silence, the bishop does not have to say anything. On each individual, and before the words of ordination. So the matter is a laying on of hands, and we find all over letters of St. Paul and the Acts of the Apostles, the laying on of hands in silence on each individual before the words of ordination. Bless the deacon. what's the form? The bishop announces the words, and here on a photograph this